Jasher chapter 39. And when the sons of Jacob went from the city of Sartan, they'd gone about 200 cubits, when they met the inhabitants of Tapnach coming toward them. For they went out to fight with them, because they had smitten the king of Tapnach and all his men. So all that remained in the city of Tapnach came out to fight with the sons of Jacob. And they thought to retake from them the booty and the spoil which they captured from Khazar and Sartan. And the rest of the men of Tapnach fought with the sons of Jacob in that place. And the sons of Jacob smote them, and they fled before them. And they pursued them to the city of Arbelan, and they all fell before the sons of Jacob. And the sons of Jacob returned and came to Tapnach to take away the spoil of Tapnach. And when they came to Tapnach, they heard that the people of Arbelan had gone out to meet them to save the spoil of their brethren. And the sons of Jacob left 10 of their men in Tapnach to plunder the city. And they went out toward the people of Arbelan. And the men of Arbelan went out with their wives to fight with the sons of Jacob, for their wives were experienced in battle. And they went out about 400 men and women. And all the sons of Jacob shouted with a loud voice, and they all ran toward the inhabitants of Arbelan, and with a great and tremendous voice. And the inhabitants of Arbelan heard the noise of the shouting of the sons of Jacob, and their roaring like the noise of lions, and like the roaring of the sea and its waves. And fear and terror possessed their hearts on account of the sons of Jacob, and they were terribly afraid of them. And they retreated and fled before them into the city. And the sons of Jacob pursued them to the gate of the city, and they came upon them in the city. And the sons of Jacob fought with them in the city, and all their women were engaged in slinging against the sons of Jacob. And the combat was very severe amongst them the whole of that day till evening. And the sons of Jacob could not prevail over them. And the sons of Jacob had almost perished in that battle. And the sons of Jacob cried unto the Lord, and greatly gained strength toward evening. And the sons of Jacob smote all the inhabitants of Arbelan by the edge of the sword, men, women, and little ones. And also the remainder of the people who had fled from Sartan, the sons of Jacob smote them in Arbelan. And the sons of Jacob did unto Arbelan and Tapnach as they had done to Khazar and Sartan. And when the women saw that all the men were dead, they went upon the roofs of the city and smote the sons of Jacob by showering down stones like rain. And the sons of Jacob hastened and came into the city and seized all the women and smote them with the edge of the sword. And the sons of Jacob captured all the spoil and booty, flocks and herds and cattle. And the sons of Jacob did unto Machnaemah as they had done to Tapnach, to Khazar, and to Shiloh. And they turned from there and went away. And on the fifth day, the sons of Jacob heard that the people of Gaash had gathered against them to battle, because they had slain their king and their captains. For there had been 14 captains in the city of Gaash. And the sons of Jacob had slain them all in the first battle. And the sons of Jacob that day girt on their weapons of war, and they marched to battle against the inhabitants of Gaash. And in Gaash there was a strong and mighty people of the people of the Amorites. And Gaash was the strongest and best fortified city of all the cities of the Amorites. And it had 3 walls. And the sons of Jacob came to Gaash, and they found the gates of the city locked, and about 500 men standing at the top of the outermost wall. And a people numerous as the sand upon the seashore were in ambush for the sons of Jacob from without the city at the rear thereof. And the sons of Jacob approached to open the gates of the city. And whilst they were drawing nigh, behold, those who were in ambush at the rear of the city came forth from their places and surrounded the sons of Jacob. And the sons of Jacob were enclosed between the people of Gaash, and the battle was both to their front and rear, and all the men that were upon the wall were casting from the wall upon them arrows and stones. And Judah, seeing that the men of Gaash were getting too heavy for them, gave a most piercing and tremendous shriek. And all the men of Gaash were terrified at the voice of Judah's cry. And men fell from the wall at his powerful shriek. And all those that were from without and within the city were greatly afraid of their lives. And the sons of Jacob still came nigh to break the doors of the city, when the men of Gaash threw stones and arrows upon them from the top of the wall and made them flee from the gate. And the sons of Jacob returned against the men of Gaash who were with them from without the city, and they smote them terribly, as striking against goods, and they could not stand against the sons of Jacob, for fright and terror had seized them at the shriek of Judah. And the sons of Jacob slew all those men who were without the city. And the sons of Jacob still drew nigh to effect an entrance into the city and to fight under the city walls, but they could not, for all the inhabitants of Gaash who remained in the city had surrounded the walls of Gaash in every direction, so that the sons of Jacob were unable to approach the city to fight with them. And the sons of Jacob came nigh to one corner to fight under the wall. The inhabitants of Gaash threw arrows and stones upon them like showers of rain, and they fled from under the wall. And the people of Gaash who were upon the wall, seeing that the sons of Jacob could not prevail over them from under the wall, reproached the sons of Jacob in these words, saying, "What is the matter with you in the battle that you cannot prevail? Can you then do unto the mighty city of Gaash and its inhabitants as you did to the cities of the Amorites that were not so powerful? Surely to those weak ones amongst us you did those things, and slew them in the entrance of the city, for they had no strength when they were terrified at the sound of your shouting. And will you now then be able to fight in this place? Surely here you will all die, and we will avenge the cause of those cities that you have laid waste." And the inhabitants of Gaash greatly reproached the sons of Jacob, and reviled them with their gods, and continued to cast arrows and stones upon them from the wall. And Judah and his brothers heard the words of the inhabitants of Gaash, and their anger was greatly roused. And Judah was jealous of his God in this matter. And he called out and said, "O Lord, help! Send help to us and our brothers." And he ran at a distance with all his might, with his drawn sword in his hand, and he sprang from the earth, and by dint of his strength mounted the wall, and his sword fell from his hand. And Judah shouted upon the wall, and all the men that were upon the wall were terrified, and some of them fell from the wall into the city and died. And those who were yet upon the wall, when they saw Judah's strength, they were greatly afraid, and fled for their lives into the city for safety. And some were emboldened to fight with Judah upon the wall. And they came nigh to slay him, when they saw that there was no sword in Judah's hand. And they thought of casting him from the wall to his brothers. And 20 of the men came up to assist them, and they surrounded Judah, and they all shouted over him, and approached him with drawn swords, and they terrified Judah. And Judah cried out to his brothers from the wall. And Jacob and his sons drew the bow from under the wall, and smote 3 of the men that were upon the top of the wall. And Judah continued to cry, and he exclaimed, "O Lord, help us! O Lord, deliver us!" And he cried with a loud voice upon the wall. And the voice was heard at a great distance. And after this cry, he again repeated the shout. And all the men who surrounded Judah on the top of the wall were terrified. And they each threw his sword from his hand at the sound of Judah's shouting. And they each threw his sword from his hand at the sound of Judah's shouting and his terror, and fled. And Judah took the swords which had fallen from their hands, and Judah fought with them, and slew 20 of their men upon the wall. And about 80 men and women still ascended the wall from the city, and they all surrounded Judah. And the Lord impressed the fear of Judah in their hearts, that they were unable to approach him. And Jacob and all who were with him drew the bow from under the wall. And they slew 10 men upon the wall, and they fell below the wall before Jacob and his sons. And the people upon the wall, seeing that 20 of their men had fallen, they still ran toward Judah with drawn swords, but they could not approach him, for they were greatly terrified at Judah's strength. And one of their mighty men, whose name was Arad, approached to strike Judah upon the head with his sword, when Judah hastily put his shield to his head, and the sword hit the shield, and it was split in two. And this mighty man, after he had struck Judah, ran for his life at the fear of Judah, and his feet slipped upon the wall, and he fell amongst the sons of Jacob who were below the wall. And the sons of Jacob smote him and slew him. And Judah's head pained him from the blow of the powerful man, and Judah had nearly died from it. And Judah cried out upon the wall, owing to the pain produced by the blow, when Dan heard him, and his anger burned within him. And he also rose up, and went at a distance, and ran, and sprang from the earth, and mounted the wall with his wrath-excited strength. And when Dan came upon the wall near unto Judah, all the men upon the wall fled who had stood against Judah. And they went up to the second wall, and they threw arrows and stones upon Dan and Judah from the second wall, and endeavored to drive them from the wall. And the arrows and stones struck Dan and Judah, and they had nearly been killed upon the wall. And wherever Dan and Judah fled from the wall, they were attacked with arrows and stones from the second wall. And Jacob and his sons were still at the entrance of the city, below the first wall, and they were not able to draw their bow against the inhabitants of the city, as they could not be seen by them, being upon the second wall. And Dan and Judah, when they could no longer bear the stones and arrows that fell upon them from the second wall, they both sprang upon the second wall near the people of the city. And when the people of the city who were upon the second wall saw that Dan and Judah had come to them upon the second wall, they all cried out and descended below, beneath the walls. And Jacob and his sons heard the noise of the shouting from the people of the city. And they were still at the entrance of the city, and they were anxious about Dan and Judah, who were not seen by them, they being upon the second wall. And Naphtali went up with his wrath-excited might, and sprang upon the first wall to see what caused the noise of shouting which they had heard in the city. And Issachar and Zebulun drew nigh to break the doors of the city, and they opened the gates of the city and came into the city. And Naphtali leaped from the first wall to the second, and came to assist his brothers. And the inhabitants of Gaash, who were upon the wall, seeing that Naphtali was the third who had come up to assist his brothers, they all fled and descended into the city. And Jacob and all his sons and all their young men came into the city to them. And Judah and Dan and Naphtali descended from the wall into the city, and pursued the inhabitants of the city. And Simeon and Levi were from without the city, and knew not that the gate was opened. And they went up from there to the wall, and came down to their brothers into the city. And the inhabitants of the city had all descended into the city. And the sons of Jacob came to them in different directions, and the battle waged against them from the front and the rear. And the sons of Jacob smote them terribly, and slew about 20,000 of them, men and women. Not one of them could stand up against the sons of Jacob. And the blood flowed plentifully in the city, and it was like a brook of water. And the blood flowed like a brook to the outer part of the city, and reached the desert of Beth-Korin. And the people of Beth-Korin saw at a distance the blood flowing from the city of Gaash. And about 70 men from amongst them ran to see the blood, and they came to the place where the blood was. And they followed the track of the blood, and came to the wall of the city of Gaash. And they saw the blood issue from the city, and they heard the voice of crying from the inhabitants of Gaash, for it ascended unto heaven. And the blood was continuing to flow abundantly, like a brook of water. And all the sons of Jacob were still smiting the inhabitants of Gaash, and were engaged in slaying them till evening, about 20,000 men and women. And all the people of Korin said, "Surely this is the work of the Hebrews, for they are still carrying on war in all the cities of the Amorites." And those people hastened and ran to Beth Korin, and each took his weapons of war. And they cried out to all the inhabitants of Beth Korin, who also girt on their weapons of war, to go and fight with the sons of Jacob. And when the sons of Jacob had done smiting the inhabitants of Gaash, they walked about the city to strip all the slain. And coming in the innermost part of the city, and further on, they met three very powerful men, and there was no sword in their hand. And the sons of Jacob came up to the place where they were, and the powerful men ran away. And one of them had taken Zebulun, who he saw was a young lad and of short stature, and with his might dashed him to the ground. And Jacob ran to him with his sword, and Jacob smote him below his loins with the sword and cut him in two. And the body fell upon Zebulun. And the second one approached and seized Jacob to fell him to the ground. And Jacob turned to him and shouted to him, whilst Simeon and Levi ran and smote him on the hips with the sword, and felled him to the ground. And the powerful man rose up from the ground with wrath-excited might, and Judah came to him before he had gained his footing, and struck him upon the head with the sword, and his head was split, and he died. And the third powerful man, seeing that his companions were killed, ran from before the sons of Jacob. And the sons of Jacob pursued him in the city. And whilst the powerful man was fleeing, he found one of the swords of the inhabitants of the city, and he picked it up and turned to the sons of Jacob and fought them with that sword. And the powerful man ran to Judah to strike him upon the head with the sword. And there was no shield in the hand of Judah. And whilst he was aiming to strike, Naphtali hastily took his shield and put it to Judah's head, and the sword of the powerful man hit the shield of Naphtali, and Judah escaped the sword. And Simeon and Levi ran upon the powerful man with their swords and struck at him forcibly with their swords. And the two swords entered the body of the powerful man and divided it in two lengthwise. And the sons of Jacob smote the three mighty men at that time, together with all the inhabitants of Gaash. And the day was about to decline. And the sons of Jacob walked about Gaash and took all the spoil of the city. Even the little ones and women, they did not suffer to live. And the sons of Jacob did unto Gaash as they'd done to Sartan and Shiloh.